they are larger than the other mail trucks that are partial post. And a large a furniture one that would deliver furniture to your home.
What are those small trucks that most farmers have?
A pickup truck.
Okay. What might take you to the airport instead of a cab?
You might go in a limousine.
What kind of public transportation do they have here?
We have
taxi
cabs, local buses.
How much drive around instead of a
what is the speedometer of your car?
On the dashboard.
Tape.
Okay.
Elastic.
What about the place where you keep stuff?
It's a stretch tape.
Usually on the passenger side.
Rubber band.
You just had a few sheets.
It's in the dashboard.
Right. Ever call it a compartment?
Glove compartment. Why didn't I think of that?
How much wrap around several things? Maybe that's really elastic. And to keep.
Depends on the car.
No, it's elastic.
It's a stretch tape. It can pop, and sometimes it's rubber bands.
Okay. If you just had a few sheets of information,
accelerator
to put in the glove compartment, what might you keep them together with?
Paper clips.
Got any other names for paper clips? Or rubber bands either?
Rubber bands and paper clips or clip-ons or clipboard.
Where do you keep your spare tire?
It depends on the car. My spare tire is under the hood.
Okay, what about over the foot?
Yes, one in the floor.
It's in the top
on the wall.
What about the thing you press
where
down?
You can have
accelerator.
Okay.
You have an automatic shift. Right.
What about the thing that you move?
You
ever call it anything else?
You call it the stick.
If you're driving in a residential district, slow down because they put these
stick shift, I believe.
You make a distinction for the things that, for the one on the column. And the one on the floor, is there different names for that?
Yes, the one in the floor is usually called foreign floor or straight shift. You can have a straight shift, I guess. No, you have an automatic shift and a straight shift.
Police department.
How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
With a clutch.
If you're driving in a residential district these days, especially in a housing complex,
you have to slow down
or slow down because they put these humps across the street. What are they called?
Speed breakers.
Okay.
Truck. Okay. Large truck.
What kind of cars, trucks, and aircraft are used by the fire and police department?
Fire engine.
They're two-seaters.
Fire trucks. Okay, have they got specific names for
fire engine, that's what they call.